But we don't have to.
If you have, a roof mount, a roof package unit that's a furnace, where would you have the detector already? That just serves the meeting rooms. Now, if it would satisfy you, we could take that one sentence and say, carbon monoxide detector shall be installed in all rooms served by air handlers that have fuel-burning heaters.
Much better.
And if that is more acceptable, then we could do that.
I have a question. Is there evidence that fuel-burning heaters fail and lead to, is that a, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they do. Heat exchangers crack.
Yeah. Okay. They're typically, I think, double construction required. There are failures resulting in fatalities or illnesses.
Yes.
Like I said, I'd just like to remind everybody that it's almost impossible in a lot of cases to put a duct detector.
We're not talking about residences right now.
Who's speaking for it?
Well, I do a lot of like townhomes and stuff that are commercial and people are living in them. So this doesn't apply to that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it would apply to that.
Like I said, we have a lot of condo projects or, you know, townhomes that are listed that way. And if you have a gas furnace in a closet, which is what they love to do, then it's practically impossible to get the duct detector on.
Mike?
That would be provided with a combination smoke detector, CO detector would be the easiest way to do that. I don't mind it being in there. I just don't want it to be a requirement, or I want the or in there.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you, Mike, what would your amendment be?
I don't want it where it's required. I want, if there's another way to do it, I want to be able to do it. And one day, whenever there is combination, smoke detectors and CO detectors, there's one unit that could go in the plenum, we could use those also. If it's a cheaper way to do it.
Okay, then if we put after fuel-burning heaters, we stick in, or in each room served by the air handler. That gives you the or. Can you do that, Ann?
Well, after which?
That's not going to require us to put it in townhomes in every room, is it?
Yeah.
No,
it's down here.
Well, it's not. It's not.
Right after garage.
It would just be the sleeping areas and adjacent sleeping areas.
What you're going to do
is make it happen in townhouses. I don't want that to happen.
All rooms served by the air handler.
But Steve, if you do that, I mean, your intention there is, like you said, meeting rooms where it wouldn't be served with the other detector. In this case, if you like a multiple occupant, like a townhouse, then you would have to put him in the living room and the bed, you know, and the other rooms besides the bedroom.
Right. Don't want that.
I think the whole issue here is the duct detector.
Right.
And I think the wording that you had before when you thought about it earlier when Donnie brought it up probably is more appropriate.
Well, we've already got it in all bedrooms, so we're being redundant.
Yeah.
But now you're putting it in all rooms of townhouses.
Yeah.
I think. I can't see it, but I think that's what we said.
Does that mean it'd have to be in the bathroom?
Yeah. No way, three.
In the kitchen, living room?
Yeah.
So is that out of there?
Well, what, did you take it out already?
No, getting ready to, though.
Put it back.
It's there.
Okay. Or all rooms in non-residential occupancy served by the air handler.
There you go.
Jack, I'm doing this just to entertain you today.
I'm enjoying it.
And R2, hotels, motels, meeting rooms. That's a residential occupancy.
Fair.
I say, by saying that, you're excluding this room right here.
I'm just going to comment that I don't support this because I don't understand it. I don't either. So we better clear it up.
Okay. Yeah, I totally agree with you.
I think we're combining issues too much here into one sentence. We need to break it down and address each issue on its own. And I'm not even sure where we, how we ended up here with it.
Either that or go back to the separate proposals. I said more than one proposal.
Well, we said we want duct detectors and air handling systems that have fuel burning heaters. I think we should let that stand on its own. And then if we want them, if we want duct detectors in other areas, we need to address it in a separate sentence because that's what's confusing me.
Okay, well, what became confusing is someone wanted an alternate to a duct detector.
Yeah, all right, so we make an exception.
Steve, I know you're not totally coming. Just a quick suggestion that might clean up where you are.
Okay.
Put your general requirement in the sentence. Detectors shall be installed in the following locations: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and list.
So we're not talking about the air handling system.
I don't care what you're talking about. I'm saying for clarity, there's tremendous confusion right now as to where you're actually putting them. So work out the general requirement. UL, NFPA, that general carbon monoxide detector shall be installed in accordance with, and that stuff, in the following locations. And then make a list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and list everywhere you want them installed.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that.
Then you can go back and edit the list instead of keep trying to, you've got a sentence here that goes on forever. Yeah. And I still want to testify when you get the mod done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Question: If there's a gas burning heater at their handler, is there one required there because it's a gas burning appliance? I mean, it says we require detectors everywhere there's a gas burning appliance. So wouldn't there be one in the air handler room? Jim, do you know? Here's a gas burning appliance.
All gas fired appliances are in the air handler room.
No, I know, but if the duct heater, I mean the air handler heater, is gas fired.
But it may not be in an air handler room.
No, it might not be in a room. So you would want to just address the ones that are in the room? Because we've already got an alarm where the gas fired heater lives. Would it only be leaking in the duct?
Well, the purpose was trying to catch it before, well, it's at its highest concentration. Which would be in the ductwork, not after it gets diluted in the room.
Okay. So my original question, though, is does the gas fire heater require it anyway if it lives in a room?
If it lives in a room, yeah.
Okay.
I would suggest, Steve, right where Anna said, duct detectors, bring that up right under the ABCD.
Put it, make it D.
Right below the ABCD. A continuation. I think it's a separate paragraph by itself.
It, I think it is too.
No, what it should say is duct detectors.
The other one doesn't talk about duct detectors. The other part talks about.
Yeah, but we already said 2034 and 2075 don't apply to duct detectors. I think it does have to be separate.
Right.
Now, if you read that literally, your duct detectors have to comply with 2034 and 2075, and we already said those aren't available.
Not if it's in a separate paragraph.
Yeah, but does this pertain to duct all the duct detectors, or to, I mean, all carbon dioxide, or to duct?
Put it back where it was. All you got to do is Control Z.
Oh,
Control Z.
What does it do?
It undoes. And you can Control Z back to your original state.
I had done other things, though. Okay, does your where does your exception go? The combination appliance.
Probably under C.
Under C? It pertains to all of them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Technically, it should be on top. But it doesn't go after that. Okay, so if it applies to all of them, including the duct detectors?
No.
No. Okay. Then let's just put it in here.
Just to confuse the issue, it could be listed to 2075. A duct detector could be listed to 2075 because that is a general gas detection in which you could say, oh, it's a gas, it's a methane or it's propane, and here's the response time. So it would be possible to say, okay, it's a CO duct detector, it has to respond. PPMs in the Florida Building Code, and so yes, it could technically be listed to 2075. Sorry.
That's not a standard for
that
duct
could be
detectors.
It is not a standard for duct detectors. It is a standard for gas detection. There is no standard at the moment for CO duct detectors. And whether there would be a separate standard or whether it would be incorporated in 2075, I don't know.
I'm asking, I don't want a code official to rightfully ask for a detector to be listed under 2075 and then for there to be nothing on the market. That's what I wanted to avoid.
Yes, Bob.
If there's no UL listed, duct detector,
then
carbon monoxide detector, the electrical departments and mechanical are not going to let them install it.
Yeah.
It's a moot point to put it in there if it's done out there.
I'll bet you if it becomes a requirement, someone will get theirs listed. No, they'll have to use the alternate of putting it in the rooms until the duct detector gets. But I think there is one that has a UL rating. I just don't.
It's probably 2075.
It's in my bag in the car for my project in Key West.
Maybe you know this. The new NFPA 70 or 72 that's being adopted, what, 2006 is it?
No, the next one will be 2008.
No, the one that was just adopted.
That'd be the 2005.
Does that have NFPA 720 as an adopted standard? You know?
Yeah,
that might be
there.
Maybe, do you know that?
I'm sorry.
I took it out.
NFPA 720 exists as a standard. Your question is it referenced in 72?
Is it adopted standard in NFPA 72?
Oh, 72 does not adopt 720 by reference, no. No, they are under the same technical correlating committee, so they are supposed to be correlated. But if you go by 72, it's not going to give you all of the direction for 720.
Okay, so electrical inspectors won't be enforced in 720 because it's not a mandatory standard.
Well, NEC is referenced in 720, sure. But it's a referenced standard. It's not, maybe I'm not answering your question.
If the electric code adopts, the conventional electric code, either in NFPA 70 or 72, if they adopt as a standard in NFPA 720, and that's enforceable, it has to be enforced.
Okay. 720 is not adopted in 72.
We should
never say UL list.
It should be. It should be me. I mean, they're
in accordance with you.
Well, in accordance with me, they may all be the same standard to me. But yeah, there's many besides you.
Do we have any more comments, Pete?
Should it be the detector, right where Anna's blinking right there, or should it be the alarm detector? I'm asking, I don't know.
It's the detector that's listed
but it's, it comes with an alarm. It's all built in as well.
Not all of them. There are just sensors.
134 is an alarm. It's a single station, multiple station. Anything that connects to a panel and just detects where the notifying appliance is another sound or strobe, that's called a detector, and that would be 2075. It's, I mean, technically, the answer is the alarm or detector shall be listed to if you're referencing both of them. You might just say the device.
Yeah, say the device.
Yeah.
The device detector?
No, the device shall be listed.
Get rid of the detector.
Yes, Mike.
Steve, is the Florida Building Commission only recognizing UL tested stuff?
If there's another standard that applies, I mean, generally there's so many UL standards that they'll have a companion standard, and any agency can test it to that standard.
Okay, we're saying any agency can do it as long as it's tested to that standard by UL.
Yeah.
I can go along with that.
Yeah, by law, you have to do that.
Anything else?
I still don't understand
that
detector section.
I don't either.
And I don't, I'm not sure if we intended to do this. It slipped by me if we did. I don't know why we want to put duct detectors and air handling systems connecting to rooms with fuel burning appliances when we've already stated that a detector must be placed in that room anyway. I don't remember.
Because all rooms, all air handlers do not necessarily go to rooms that are sleeping rooms. And we're only requiring it in sleeping rooms.
That's not what I was referring to. If a room connects, if a air handling system connects to a room with a fuel burning appliance, we want a duct detector in that air handling system. But we already have one in the room with the fuel burning appliance. I'm not sure I think we need both.
Oh, the...
Above, we said that the room with the fuel burning appliance has to have the detector. Now we're putting a second one in the air handling system. And I don't believe that we need
both. That maybe it needs to...
Well, it really serves two separate purposes. You could have a carbon monoxide going in the system, creating the carbon monoxide. Could be a direct ducted system, so you're not going to have it exposed to the room. And you could have the carbon monoxide in the room and it not going into the ducted system. So actually, you do have two separate situations.
Yeah, if the air handler is running, it could suck the carbon monoxide into it and distribute it, as opposed to blowing it into the room.
So any residence that has a gas burning appliance in the kitchen is going to have a duct detector, is what we're saying.
If you got a gas stove, yes.
So you're going to have it in the room. As this is written, if an apartment has a gas stove, you're going to have a duct detector in the kitchen. You're going to have a CO detector in the kitchen, a CO detector in the air handler, and a CO detector in every bedroom. That's what we intend, because that's what we've written.
It's not what I intend.
Right. That's more than I intend. I
think that the duct detector is the one that's really the one that's stumbling block.
Could you say
as
an alternative?
We could have an exception to the whole thing at the end. No, underneath that.
Under it? I thought this was an exception to that.
I'm afraid what we're going to do is end up discouraging people from using gas appliances.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Exception. Residential occupancies shall only require detectors in sleeping rooms.
Well, we don't need to say sleeping rooms.
This is a residential right here. This room we're in.
This is residential?
This is an R2. Hotels, motels, condominiums.
This is a museum.
Well, a meeting room. A meeting room connected to a hotel is what I'm saying.
Then what is it, R3?
R2.
R2? R2 occupancy shall only require...
As far as that goes, it would be R1.
Well, we're not in sleeping rooms.
That's going to be a conflict.
Why don't you just exempt the duct detectors from R2 occupancies? Shall not require an R2 occupancy. It's very simple. Just the duct detectors shall not require an R2 occupancy.
Out of the code, Steve, R1, hotels, motels, R2, apartment houses, dormitories. So.
Do I take it out or leave it in?
Hey, Steve, it's me again.
Me again. Hey, Jack.
NFPA 720, standard for installation of carbon monoxide warning equipment in dwelling units. Statement from the code. Unwanted alarms can occur, and inspection authorities should be aware of the ramifications could result if the coverage is extended beyond the limits of a single dwelling unit.
Right.
This standard was never intended to apply to anything but dwelling units. So, if you're going to go to meeting room coverage in that in hotels, you probably need to find another standard. They warn you against doing that in the standard.
But that was the point that I made, that NFPA 720 is in the process of a revision, proposal.
Yeah, but we can only address what's out there now. That's why we referenced it, Jack, and we didn't require it.
Yeah, it's not in there. Where's the reference anyway? We're only
up at the top. We're way up.
It was just referenced.
Oh, there it is.
Can you add probably NFPA 720 as applicable?
Yeah, and I thought about it. If most of the devices in their installation instructions reference 720, perhaps we're being a little overzealous by including it in the code. I just felt like it needed to address installation somewhere when I suggested that.
So did the exception take care of your concern on the bottom one?
I can't say I still understand it. Someone can explain it to me, maybe I'll get it.
Which part?
Well, duct detectors should be installed now. The first part is clear.
Okay.
Or connect to any room with fuel burning appliance. And again, or garages, or all rooms in non-resident.
Yeah, we're getting here into that same situation as we had on top where we had to go to APS.
Maybe you need to do an ABC.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll clear it up for me. I am having trouble with it still.
Yeah. Right before garages, and
before
garages.
Yeah,
garage.
Well.
Yeah. And then right after garages too. There.
So right now we're saying duct detectors shall be installed in all airline systems that garages. What does that mean? That's where I'm confused.
Yeah.
Someone tell me what that means.
No.
Well, what are we trying to say there? I still don't get it.
Okay. F on B in front of connect.
That part I get. I'm okay with that.
No, but there needs some wordsmithing. Have ductwork that connects.
Uh-huh.
and then garages, or that, and that.
That have garages.
That have ductwork that connects to garages.
So if we're serving conditioned air to a garage,
we're sucking the outside air maybe from the garage.
They do that.
Yeah.
Residentially, we require them to be separated and sealed. You can't do that. If you want to air condition a garage, you've got to put a separate unit in for the garage.
Right.
You can't commingle them currently.
Right. We wouldn't allow them to do that.
And besides, what you want in that case is residential garages, because the parking garage of the hotel would now be included, or the municipal parking garage down the street would have to have.
The Deeds has something the matter with it. Shall be installed in all air handling systems that serve rooms?
No. Wait a minute.
You gotta look at your.
I'm trying.
Your stem, as it were. Shall be installed in all.
D is an exception to A, B, and C.
Right.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah. You either have the duct detector or you have it in every room.
Okay.
Where are you going with that?
You said it's an exception to A, B, or C.
Yeah. All you got to do is get rid of the D.
Get rid of the
type exception.
Well, I was going to move it.
Why don't you include it right below that exception? You got the other side.
I've got two exceptions now.
Right.
Or are they the same thing?
They're two exceptions. Now, two, we need to clean up a little bit, because the exception is all rooms have detectors.
Having?
All rooms having.
Oh, no, it would have to be after in non-residential occupancies.
Duct detector may be omitted if all rooms served by the system. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
You're trying to say you can omit the detector if all rooms served by the system contain space detectors. Right?
If all rooms have
all detectors. Rooms served by the air handling system.
So that would include bathrooms and closets, if you have a duct in the closet.
Well, what is that say? Do you have a duct in the closet area
detector?
Hmm? More common
about smoke detector.
Yeah. My house has ducts in the closets.
Yeah. All right, all occupied.
Occupied, very good.
Occupied.
I think that's how we get the balanced return.
Why don't you use habitable?
Habitable. Habitable is more of a definition. Okay. Is
space detectors?
They're not called space detectors.
Yeah.
Yeah, where are they, Paul? I just wanted to, I wanted to differentiate between
area detectors. I don't know if that's even the proper term.
Area carbon monoxide detectors?
Standalone?
No.
Single station.
Well, just they have detectors.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about, the whole thing's talking about CO detectors.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you say CO detectors?
Does anyone have any more suggested changes?
Yes, I still believe that that area with the duct detectors, even though it has greatly improved, is still not, doesn't flow right.
Okay, what I'm going to suggest is we take our 15-minute break while everybody thinks of things they might want to change. Then we'll come back. We'll take our last changes by the committee. Then we will open it to discussion from the public again. And then we will do our voting.